This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 20th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. California's truck and train rules challenged. Spending fight takes center stage, and rural health services need attention. Railroads sue California over locomotive rule. Trade groups are challenging California's legal authority and issuing a new ZEV mandate for trains. Last week, the Association of American Railroads, the AAR, and the American Short Line and Regional Railroad Association filed a lawsuit against the Air Resources Board over a locomotive regulation adopted in April. The groups called it premature to mandate the replacement of more than 25,000 locomotives when the ZEV technology is not commercially available. AAR President and CEO Ian Jeffries blasted CARB for using unreasonable, flawed assumptions to support the rule and claimed the agency rejected pleas for a more collaborative path to sustainability. ZEV Technologies, quote, cannot simply be willed into immediate existence by policymakers, he added. The groups argued the rule threatens California's economic competitiveness and shifts more of the load to trucks, leading to more congestion, road damage, and environmental impacts. Republican attorneys general challenged California's truck rules. A coalition of attorneys general from 19 Republican states filed a petition for a court to review federal waivers for California's new truck regulations. According to the petition, the ZEV mandates for heavy-duty trucks would regulate trucking out of existence by increasing costs and cutting jobs. They argue it will significantly decrease demand for biodiesel as well. Attorney General Brenna Byrd argued America would grind to a halt without truckers who deliver our food, clothes, and other necessities. Spending fight takes center stage ahead of recess. Lawmakers have a shortened week of business starting today before they begin a two-week recess for the July 4 holiday. But the Senate Appropriations Committee will take a step toward a likely showdown with the House over funding the government. On Thursday, the Senate committee will meet to debate the first two of 12 bills needed to fund the government for fiscal 24. And that will include agriculture that funds USDA and FDA. The committee hasn't released the text of the ag bill yet, but it's certain to include significantly more funding than the version that Republicans advanced through the House Appropriations Committee last week. A senior member of the Senate Appropriations, John Bozeman of Arkansas, acknowledges it's going to be hard to find an agreement between the House and the Senate. But he expressed optimism that allowing members to debate spending bills on both the House and the Senate floor this year will lead to some willingness to compromise. Members really want to participate in the process, Bozeman said. I think once we get them participating in the process and they start seeing results, seeing things passed, then there's a tendency to kind of work all these things out. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Public Lands Council ramps up effort against BLM proposal. The Public Lands Council, a group of cattle and sheep producers, said yesterday it was preparing a letter criticizing a proposed Bureau of Land Management rule that would allow BLM to enter into 10-year conservation leases with third-party entities. The letter for which the group is collecting signatures argues that BLM, quote, repeatedly failed in their commitment to work with stakeholders like ranchers. It said the agency did not provide advance notice or have discussions with rancher organizations and only held three briefings in major urban areas instead of areas where ranchers live. Now, take note. At a hearing last week, BLM Principal Deputy Director Nada Wolf Culver said the agency held five informational sessions on the proposed rule and plans to consider over 120,000 public comments before finalizing it. New York Senator proposes National Farmer Suicide Hotline. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, the New York Democrat, introduced legislation last week to create a 24/7 national crisis hotline for farmers and ranchers. The National Agricultural Crisis Hotline would be started by licensed healthcare and mental health professionals familiar with agriculture who could provide suicide crisis intervention, mental health and substance use disorder support, and agriculture-related referral services, according to a press release. Now, take note. Producers can currently access the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, which supports the general American public, just by dialing 988. Rural health services need attention. Voters nationwide think health care in rural communities is worse than the rest of the country. That according to a new online survey commissioned by One Country Project. Since 2010, more than 130 rural hospitals have closed, leaving hundreds of miles between facilities. The far distances can be even more critical when dealing with life-threatening conditions, such as a brain injury, a heart attack, or stroke, when every second counts. The survey found that 96% of voters agree emergency air medical transportation is an important life-saving service. It also found that 84% support increasing Medicare reimbursement rate for all medical services. Currently, the rate only covers 50% of the cost associated with transporting patients via air ambulance. The survey found that 84% of voters opposed the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs' recent cuts to the emergency air medical reimbursement rate. Former North Dakota Democrat Senator and One Country Project founder Heidi Heitkamp said the findings, quote, underscore the importance of preserving access to emergency air medical services for rural Americans. It's crucial to ensure air medical providers are fairly reimbursed so that patients can continue having access to this life-saving service. FSA accepting nominations for county committees. The Farm Service Agency is taking nominations for committee elections that will take place later in the year, introducing a new GIS tool so producers can more easily determine which local administrative area they're located in. Based on feedback from stakeholders, including the USDA Equity Commission, we are unveiling this new tool to make it easier for producers to effectively participate in the process. That's the word of FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau. The commission has made a number of recommendations to make county committee membership more diverse. Committee members are vital to how FSA carries out disaster programs, as well as conservation, commodity, and price support programs, county office employment, and other agricultural issues, USDA said. Finally, here's today's She Said It. We look forward to rolling up our sleeves with our partners. That Allison Febo, General Manager of the Westlands Water District, upon receiving state grant to repurpose fallowed farmland for solar, groundwater recharge, and other multi-benefit projects. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.